In the face of Haiti's urgency, Antonio Guterres proposes an approach inspired by the Somali model. At the CARICOM summit, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed deep concern over the alarming situation in Haiti. He called for a stronger and more coordinated intervention to effectively combat the gangs terrorizing the Haitian population. Antonio Guterres emphasized the importance of collective action to restore peace and security in Haiti. According to him, gang violence undermines stability and hinders the country's development. He praised the commitment of CARICOM and the group of eminent personalities, who have helped maintain a crucial dialogue for a gradual return to order. The Secretary General stressed the need for a political process led by Haitians themselves. This process must ensure the restoration of democratic institutions through credible and transparent elections. He also reaffirmed the key role of the UN in supporting stability and addressing the root causes of Haiti's crisis. To strengthen the international response to the Haitian crisis, Antonio Guterres announced that he would soon present to the UN Security Council a proposal inspired by the model applied in Somalia. This strategy envisions the UN covering the structural and logistical costs required to establish a multinational force. Meanwhile, the salaries of deployed forces would be financed by an already existing special trust fund. If this proposal is adopted, a more effective force could be deployed to neutralize gangs and establish a lasting climate of security in Haiti. This initiative would also create the necessary conditions for a democratic transition and the institutional reconstruction of the country. Antonio Guterres also highlighted the urgent need to combat arms and drug trafficking, which fuels violence in Haiti and across the Caribbean region. He urged states to intensify their efforts to curb these criminal activities that undermine regional stability. However, he pointed out that this fight cannot be effective without strengthened cooperation between the countries of origin and destination of these trafficking networks. Without a global commitment, efforts will remain insufficient, and populations will continue to suffer the consequences of this scourge. Antonio Guterres' statement serves as a strong call for increased international mobilization in support of Haiti. By proposing a structured financial and logistical framework inspired by a proven approach in Somalia, the UN aims to boost stabilization efforts in the country. However, the success of this strategy will depend on the support of Security Council members and the willingness of partner nations to fully engage. Haiti's future now rests on a concerted and determined response from the international community.